Hi, my name is Daniel and I want to talk to you about police and troopers assistance. I am really so confused why people are so angry at the police. In my neighborhood, they are friendly and always seem to want to help if there is a car accident or when my parents tell me when something bad has happened. Police and troopers assistance has made it their mission to make sure our government is enacting legislation that protects and enhances our law enforcement officers and related agencies. Our society is at a crossroads. For several generations, an expansive federal regime has marginalized and supplanted the institutions holding our society together. No wonder then, that so much seems to be coming apart now.
Hi, this is Lucy. With the recent suicides of four police officers on duty during the Capitol insurrection, coupled with the recruiting and retention crisis in American law enforcement, this commands urgent action to promote officer wellness. There were 174 officer suicides in 2020, making officers more likely to die from suicide than in the line of duty, even as shootings of officers increase. From April 2020 to April 2021, officer retirements increased 45%, a trend that shows no sign of abating.
The crisis is clear. One side of the aisle, people are screaming to defund the police but then complain when they are a victim of a crime. Our police are humans, not robots. How would you like to show up for work every day and not know if you will come home safe to your families? Please partner with Police and Troopers Assistance, which will allow us to endorse lawmakers like Chuck Grassley, Garrett Graves, and Don Bacon. We believe in funding the police.